Micah 5, verse 2 and 4. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. Amen.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to a Christmas family service. Christmas is a really exciting time, isn't it? There's my Christmas slide. Who's really excited for Christmas? Now, some people didn't put up their hands, so I assume they didn't hear the question. Who's really excited for Christmas? Yeah. There we go. Isn't it great? You get presents, you spend time with your family, you eat lots of yummy food. And I think Christmas is a really good time to make promises to people. You might promise to help around the house, get ready for Christmas Day. You might promise to help put the Christmas lights up. Maybe Dad will help promise to help do the dishes. Anyone else made that promise? Oh, I was hoping to stitch someone up. Well, actually, we're thinking about promises today. And to help us think, I've got some promises that I want to make to you today. And I want to see if you think I can keep my promises or not. So here are my promises to you. I promise I can whistle loudly. Now, who trusts that promise? A few people. Now, if you don't like loud noises, you might want to just cover your ears for this one. That was loud, wasn't it? That was a loud noise. Okay, here's my second promise. I promise I can juggle. Who trusts that promise? Less hands than last time. Well, I brought along some juggling balls. What? I thank you. I never resist an opportunity to show off a little bit. Here's my third promise. I promise I can do something magical. Now, who trusts this promise? Oh, a few people. Some people putting their hands up. Now, why would you put your hand up? Oh, I've kept my word so far. So I brought my magic wand here, and I've got this empty bag. You can see nothing inside it. Ooh. But I need your help for this bit. We've got to say some magic words. Who knows the magic words? Abracadabra and alakazam, because this is a hard one, right? So you, with the magic wand, on the count of three, we all need to say abracadabra, alakazam. Ready? One, two, three. Look at that, there you go. You see, I'm a man of my word. I keep my promises. So, some of you said I could keep that promise, and actually I kept all three, and I proved to some of you that my promise was reliable. You could trust my promise. So some people on that last one, even though it sounded really unlikely, believed I would keep my promise. Now, I like to think that that means I get, when someone asks if I'm trustworthy and keep promises, I get a nice big stamp that says certified. He keeps his promises. But I don't always keep my promises. Sometimes I say to Heather, I'm going to do the washing up, like Christmas maybe, and I might not do that. Got myself out of that one. Sometimes I don't keep my promises, because not all of us can keep our promises all the time. But there is someone who can keep their promises all the time. Do you know how many promises are in the Bible? Anyone want to take a wild guess? Annabelle? 60. I'll tell you, it's more than 60. Yeah. 1,000. It's more than 1,000. Noah?
A million.
A million. It's less than a million. There's only 31,000 verses, so that'd be a lot of promises. I'll tell you, there's over 3,000 promises in the Bible, and God keeps his promises. He makes a lot of promises to a lot of people, and he often shows that he can keep his promises. But how do we know he keeps his promises? What can we do to check? Well, like me and my promises, we could see whether I kept them or not. So that's what we can do with God. We can have a look and see if he's kept his promises. Now, Jane just read to us a passage from the Bible that talks us through a promise. God says, out of Bethlehem will come a ruler. So let's put the promises on the screen. God promises a king. He promises a ruler. And he says that ruler is going to come from Bethlehem. There's a very zoomed in map, so it doesn't really give you an idea of where Bethlehem is, but that's it. So those are two promises that God makes in this passage. Now, does anyone know who was born in Bethlehem? Ooh, we just sung about it. On the count of three, shout out if you know the answer. One, two, three.
Jesus.
He promises, oh, I've done that in the wrong order. He promises a king, and he promises Bethlehem, Jesus. Jesus is a king. So we can see that both those promises have been kept. That's pretty amazing. He made those promises 600 years before Jesus was born, but he kept both promises. He gave a king, Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem. So God's pretty trustworthy, so I think we can give him that stamp, certified, trustworthy, keeps his promises. We can trust in God's promises. We can trust his word. And actually, there's a lot of promises the Bible makes us about Jesus and about his followers. And we're going to hear a bit about those promises after we sing another song about Jesus and his birth in Bethlehem. So we're going to sing a song called Calypso Carol. So do stand and sing when the music starts. So at Christmas, we remember Jesus's birth. There's a picture of what it might have looked like. And we've told about a few people that were there in the scene. This is a few of them are there. You've got your wise men. You've got Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, an angel, some animals, and you've got some shepherds. Now, shepherds are mentioned a lot in the Bible. They're often considered quite important. So I thought I might apply as someone who works for the church as a shepherd, try and get a job as a shepherd. So I've brought along with me my shepherd's outfit that I assume is what they wear from all the nativity school plays I've seen. So I've got my dressing gown there. And I'm not entirely sure why shepherds wear tea towels on their head, but there you go. So I'm dressed the part. But when I applied, they said there was some questions I had to answer in order to become a shepherd. So I was wondering, would you help me answer them and see if we can be a good shepherd? What do you think? Will you help me with that? A few of you will. Will you help me with that?
Yeah.
Great. Let's have a look at what these questions are. So here's my shepherd quiz. Could I be a good shepherd? Question number one. One of your sheep is hungry. What do you do? I've got some choices. Do you give them food? Do you leave them to find their own food? Or do you eat some food for yourself? What do you think? Who thinks it's A? Oh, quite a lot of people. Who thinks it's B? And who thinks it's C? No one would grab a chocolate bar for themselves. That's good to know. Ben, who studied agriculture, said B, but we'll pretend he didn't. Let's see what question two says. You hear this sound from the woods, and the sound is... Ooh. What do you do? Do you carry on as normal? Do you get the sheep somewhere safe? Or do you... run away and leave the sheep? Who thinks it's A? Carry on as normal, says Ben. Who thinks it's B? Get the sheep somewhere safe? Most people again. What about C? Run away and leave the sheep. Teresa would run away. Okay, I'll make a note of that. One of your sheep has a poorly leg. This is the third and final question. What do you do? Do you leave them, put them on another sheep, or carry them to shelter? Who thinks it's A? Who would leave the sheep? Ben would. He's a fan of natural selection. B, who thinks B, put them on another sheep? No one thinks that. C, carry them to a safe place to shelter. Okay, so let's put all of our answers up here then. So we said we'd give them food if they were hungry, we'd get them safe if there was danger, and we'd carry them if they were hurt. Well, let's see if we got those answers right. I might take this off so I can see what I'm doing. Give them food, correct. Get them somewhere safe and carry them. All correct answers. That's good because that means we could be good shepherds. We know that. So when I apply for the job, hopefully those correct answers will get me there. Now, in the Bible, we're promised that Jesus is like a shepherd and will do these things for us. In fact, in that passage we had read, it says, the ruler will shepherd his flock. That's how the ruler is described. And we've already said that ruler was Jesus. He will shepherd his flock. And this is what it means to be a good shepherd. But you see, the difference between Jesus as a shepherd and us is our shepherds might look after a load of sheep like that. But Jesus, he doesn't shepherd sheep. He shepherds people. And what does Jesus do for his flock, his people? Well, these are the promises that Jesus makes when he says he's the good shepherd. He says he'll protect them and keep them safe. He knows them and cares for them. He looks after lots of different people, and he lays down his life for his people and gives eternal life to them. These are things that God promises that Jesus will do for his people, those people that love him. Now, that might not always happen now. We might not see these things happening now, but we know they'll happen one day, and God has promised them. And as we said earlier, God's promises, well, he keeps them. So we know that these promises he'll keep as well. God is amazing and keeps all of his promises. And at Christmas, we remember the promises he's kept. And we look and we remember Jesus being born. And when we remember that, we can look forward to the shepherd. I'll bring that back up. We can look forward to the shepherd and all of those promises that he makes for us. Isn't that brilliant? Now, that's the best Christmas present I could possibly imagine, all those promises being fulfilled and being kept by God. And we're going to sing another Christmas song called Silent Night, and it's about when Jesus was born. And so we can remember Jesus being born, and we can think forward to the promises that God makes. Let's stand and sing.